No, Shoba's stepped out.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go ahead and give the... He usually gives such a great introduction. I don't know if I can live up to his amazing introductions. But we have a man, the myth, the legend, Daryl Flea Verosco on the phone right now. And he's going to go ahead and talk to us a little bit about what he has going on.
Flea, what's up, man? How you doing?
Pretty good. How you guys doing?
Oh, dude, I thought Danny was lying.
Yeah. Danny's doing a fake voice right now.
No, I was like, wait a minute. So that's cool that Danny is not lying. Flea, what's happening, man? How you doing?
Yeah, pretty good. Just getting out of the water, helping these guys down here at the Arnett Contested Lane keep the water clear, you know?
Yeah. Danny was saying you got water patrol there. You're at a contest right now. So pretty much it's safe to say that surfing is your life.
Oh, yeah. You know, I got a master's degree in it, so.
I don't even know how you do that, but I mean, I'm sure three Mavericks championships kind of help with that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, hey, man, it's a pleasure to have you on the show. I know you were such a legend, man. And, you know, coming from Westside Santa Cruz, everyone talks about you. And, you know, in the surf community, you're obviously a legend. And in the town, I mean, so it's very cool to finally have you on the show. And I went to go see a movie that you're in, The Westsiders.
Yeah.
And you're in that. And it's a story about you and some of your friends. And I saw that last year. And first of all, I got to say, an amazing movie. It's a documentary film about your life and your surf life and the things that you've went through. So first of all, I got to say, an amazing movie, man.
Yeah. 102.5. Sorry. So yeah, no, it's a good movie. It's about Rat Boy, Sean Barney Baron, and Vince Collier and myself, and just basically our road to, you know, how we use surfing, and kind of we all had different paths and. We were best friends, so it's a really good documentary. You know, it was put together really well. All the footage was there. So
yeah, was it difficult for you to see or open up to let people in to see the other side? Because obviously, there's the championships, there's all the fame and everything, and all the prestige, and then there's also a darker side of things you struggled with substance abuse and things like that. Is it hard for you to open up for people to see that?
No, you know, it's not really hard for me. It's what happened, you know, and it just goes to show that, you know, all these good things can happen, and if you let it get to you, and, you know, it's people want to be your friend. People want to hang out with you when you're doing good and you got money and, you know, and everything's good, but, you know, and then it gets dark, you know, and it could get dark, and it's just a really good example for the kids, you know. I don't got nothing to hide, you know. If I could help some kid by him looking at what I did and go, wow, that he was ripping and he really messed up, you know. And
yeah,
that's what it's really all about, you know. I don't have to hide, you know. This is my life, you know. It's what happened. So
yeah,
if I could help others by my story, why not, you know?
Yeah, and you are helping others, right? Didn't you have an organization that you put together, FleaHab? Is that correct?
Yeah. It's a nonprofit organization. We just got our 501c, and yeah, we're excited. You know, I've got a really great board of family and friends helping me with all the logistics. It's a lot of work, and yeah, it's cool. You know, we have a bright future to, you know, get a sober living environment here on the west side of Santa Cruz and really open it up to the public, you know?
Yeah, is it to help people that going through maybe some of the certain challenges and things with substance abuse that you went through to help those others?
Yeah, totally. You know, and when I went to rehab, you know, I'm a professional athlete, and I got to rehab and I got to go for a walk for a half hour each day.
Yeah.
Like, that wasn't enough for me, and I just wanted to be out in the ocean or in the environment, taking a hike or whatever, just getting some exercise. It's just so nice to be out in the nature, you know what I mean? And as a addict or whatever, I just need to get tired every day, you know, and basically just get worked, and by the end of the day I have a good meal and I'm just beat, you know, and that's really helped me through my struggles, you know. So
most definitely,
I think that people could really use this, and it doesn't, you don't have to spend 17 grand like I did on rehab, you know. As long as you do something like this and do some aftercare or something, then it would be great, you know.
Yeah, most definitely, man. Well, I just want to commend you for not only getting sober and being clean, but helping others do the same, man. I mean, that takes a lot, not only of your time, but a lot of people's time, you know, to put an organization together like that. And I think it's an awesome organization, man. And you guys actually are screening the film Westsiders, which explains your life stories, you and your friends and Barney and Rat Boy and all you guys.
Yeah.
So you guys are screening it on Saturday, and the proceeds from that are going to go to FleaHab, the organization. Is that correct?
Yeah, yeah. We're going to be showing the movie at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz Saturday night, July 23rd, 7 o'clock. And tickets are going quick, and you could also get tickets online at fleahab.com.
Cool.
And, all the proceeds go to going towards this house we're going to get in the future. I'm, really excited about it and setting my goals towards that, and every little bit helps, So we're excited for the first benefit, for sure.
Very cool, very cool. Once again, it's a West Siders film. It's at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz, and it's on 7:30 on Saturday. This Saturday at the Rio Theater in Santa Cruz for the West Siders film. And like I said, the proceeds are going to the nonprofit organization Fleahab. Hey, Flea. Hey, thanks for being on the show, man.
Hey, no worries, man. Come out and see the movie if you're listening, please.
Yeah, most definitely. And it goes to a great cause. And I think it's cool. Not only are you doing great things for that, you've also proved that Ricky Danny is not always a liar, and he actually got you on the show,
Yeah, well, it's Aloha Friday, so he's trying to come off good for the weekend. Thanks, Lee. I appreciate that. All right, you guys. Have a good day.
Hey, you too, man. Take care. And Ricky Danny, sorry.
Yes.
You know what? We stepped into your Manhouse Surf Report, and you want to do it? Can you let people know how the waves are doing?
Yeah, we're still seeing that little bit of a southwest swell. It's definitely starting to pull out a little bit. Flea's out there water patrolling at the lane, so I don't think that you'll be able to get any waves because he fairly does a good job of keeping the water clear for the people that are surfing in that contest. But just about everywhere else in Santa Cruz, you can probably catch some waves in the 1 to 2 foot range. Tide's going to be filling in throughout the day, so those south swells kind of like that a little bit. But not much to talk about, but it is Aloha Friday, like Flea said. Make sure you come out tomorrow night and support Fleahab.com with this West Siders movie. And from what I heard, every ticket purchased gets them a chance to win a surfboard. So I'm going to tell you like I do every day in Santa Cruz, man. Surf more, work less.
Very cool. Ricky Danny, thanks a lot, man. We'll see you Saturday night, dog.
Later. All right, bye.
All right, take care, guys.